The Augsburg Cycle of Months is one of the most detailed accounts we have of 16th century urban culture in Germany. The cycle focuses on the pleasures of urban life and on the annual feasts and festivities, ignoring completely not only the religious and social upheavals of the age, which after all included the Reformation, the Counter-Reformation, and the wars these occasioned, but also the drudgery of most people's everyday lives. Viewed clockwise, you'll notice that the picture for the months of January, February, and March in front of you is teeming with jousters and revelers, while that for April, May, and June shows couples courting, children playing, and peasants making hay. The main activity in the picture for the months of July, August, and September is, of course, the harvest, and above all, the grape harvest, while the picture for October, November, and December depicts a very lively market scene. Augsburg owed its affluence and importance to its status as a trading centre for merchants from all over Europe. The city's booming economy not only caused the arts to flourish, but also led to the development of the patrician self-confidence that's so much in evidence in all these pictures. Only certain echelons of society, meaning the patricians, merchants, and guildsmen, enjoyed citizenship and all the rights pertaining to it in those days. These supposedly honourable citizens nevertheless had to share their city with a large and motley class of non-citizens. You can find out more about the Augsburg cycle of months from the projection behind the picture for the months of January, February, and March.